Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Clint Capella, Carl, joins us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Yeah, man, I was saying, Clint, dude, I love your game simply because they don't run any plays for you. And I look up every night and you got 20 and 15, and I'm like, okay, Clint, keep doing your thing. Welcome in, man. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Thank you.
Yeah, well, good win last night. I guess the question for Hawks fans is, like, what happened in Cleveland, bro? What was that all about?
It happened some nights like that. We had control over the whole game. At the end, they're coming back. They had some good looks. And, I mean, yeah, we missed a shot and they score on the other end.
Well, bro, you've been doing a great job. You're putting the work in. And by the way, not for nothing, we've been lobbying for you to be in there late in the game because we want to see you get those rejections, man. You are rim block. You are rim protector, man.
I mean, that's what I love to do. I mean, yeah, blocking shots and having rebounds. It's a pretty tough job for other teams to stop me from doing that.
So, Clint, let's. Are you 100% when it comes to the end of games? And I ask that because we've had, you know, various comments from folks saying, hey, the reason why Coach Pierce doesn't have him in there is because he's not completely healthy. What's the situation there? Does health have anything to do with the end of game rotations?
I don't know. It's just whatever. Some games, it's been some games where I finished them. So it's just the decisions that they're making, and all I can do is just be ready if my name is called to go out there and help my team win.
Right. It's Clint Capella having an all-star caliber year for his guys here on the Hawks on the WadeFord.com hotline. The big picture, Clint, obviously you came here last year. We didn't make the bubble. Is it this year all the injuries? I mean, just from the outside looking in, it looks like we haven't really seen our full team out there on the floor this year yet.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely right about that. The thing about this NBA season is that you have to deal with injuries during the season. I think every NBA team has to go through that. And this is how you got to build your character. And this is how the team builds their own character. And, you know, you just have to fight through it, man. There is no choice. And we're going to have those guys back. We definitely need them. And I'm sure they're going to be back in no time. So hopefully we can hold on until they come back.
It's Clint Capella, guys, late night disc jockey as well, as you hear by the voice. And Clint, I want to ask you about leadership on this team because, you know, we kind of take it for granted that we've got some veteran players now, including yourself, that necessarily weren't here when Trey and John first came together. So who's the vocal leader and who's the guy? Even if it's you, I don't know. I'm asking the question, but is it you or someone else that really
I mean,
is?
Yeah, it is?
It is?
Yeah, it was a couple of vets. I know, like, yeah, I mean, defensively on the court, I'm definitely the guy who's talking behind the defense. And whenever we're not doing our job defensively, I like to definitely say something on the bench or on the court. And, yeah, I mean, Solomon Hill for the whole year since he got here. It's been tremendous for us, and with his voice, and it's been really, really huge for us.
It is Clint Capella with us, guys, here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hawks got the night off, and then we got the Thunder coming up. Clint, by the way, leading all NBA players in rebounds, by the way, number one rebounder in the league. Clint, do you practice the alley-oops? Is that something in practice you and Trey where he's doing no looks and stuff, or how does that work?
Nah, we don't get much practice time during the season, so it's more about the feeling.
So just you just get there, he's looking for the big fella, and you throw it down.
Yeah, just throw it up, and I'll go get it.
So there's none of that, like, you know, when you're playing pickup ball, woo, or yo, you don't even do that, no?
Sometimes, but usually it's just throw it up, man. I got the rest. Just throw it up. I'll figure it out.
I'm going to take care of it. Hey, so John Collins, man, and we've talked a lot about Trey. Tell us about John. You see him. You obviously you're playing.
Man, I love John. He's working so hard, man. Every day, every time, like I'm coming the next day to get tested, and like I remember that day I came after the next day after a game. We were supposed to be off. I come in and get tested, and I hear someone lifting in the weight room. Like, oh, I'm like, what? Like, it's early. Who's that? I'm coming. I see John. I'm like, oh my God, JC, man, you crazy. He's just insane. You work so hard. Like, it's just crazy. I just love his motor, man. He's always working hard. He's always ready to just bring some energy. Just whatever the team needs, he's bringing it. And I love that about him.
It seems like we got a good vibe on the team. I know there was a lot was made in our article that came out about a team meeting. You've been in the NBA for a number of years. Is this just simple that something that happens over the course of the season? If guys got issues, you just get it all out in the open?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. All the time. I think it's good. Like, the earlier it happens, the better it is, because, like, we can allow to ourselves for a whole season. So, I mean, it's just, yeah, definitely stuff that happens in every team. And the earlier it is, the better it is. So, I mean, it happened really, really early for us. We just had a team meeting, and it was just talking, basically. It was nothing, like, heated or nothing. So it wasn't even that bad, honestly.
Yeah.
I've been through worse.
Okay. I believe you had.
James Harden. You don't have to say anything, Clint. I'll say it for you. Clint Capela joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Hawks back in action tomorrow at OKC. Trey Young, so what do you see? Seriously, now, you played with Harden, and you've been with other superstars, so you know what that's like. But what is it about Trey, in your opinion, that makes him special?
Man, he just figured out every night. Like, can you imagine every single night? You know that the whole team has based his defense against you, like, for you, and every night you figure out how to manufacture, like, score, assists, and it's just so hard. And what I see from him is that every night he just figure it out, like, especially at his young age, to just figure it out that quick. It's just awesome to see, and he has so much more room to grow. So it's just exciting, man. It's just exciting. I'm really happy, like, to be next to him every night and go to work.
And that's the thing. I mean, we've said it, Clint. You've got a job to do. His job is a little bit different, because some nights, as a guy in his caliber, some nights if he's feeling it, he's got to take the shot. Is that the growing process, though, knowing when to distribute the ball and when to take the game over?
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the process. He's really young. He's like 21, 22, so he's definitely going to get there. I have no worries about that, for sure.
Who's the toughest defender for you, man? I mean, you know, the league is full of stars, obviously, but, like, who's a tough guy when you know, all right, I got to bring them a lunch tonight? Because you got to – and by the way, you did a hell of a job on Jokic the other night, bro. I mean, like, seriously, because he's really their go guy. Yeah, and you know, we talk about how we defended them, and Jamal got his, but I thought you did a hell of a job on Jokic. Who's the toughest guy to defend for you?
I will say definitely the guys that know how to draw fouls, to get on free throw line a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, a guy that really know how to go free throw line, I mean, definitely Trey. And yeah, Joel Embiid is really good going at the line every night, drawing fouls. And I mean, yeah. Whenever you're able to have an average as much as 10 free throw a game, you're in trouble, definitely. So this is how those guys are just so hard to stop, because they know how to draw fouls and they're talented. Like, if you don't foul them, so it's, yeah, definitely. So,
is it being crafty? I mean, what I think, Clint? Maybe I'm wrong on this. You can tell me. I think he's kind of soft sometimes. And I'm like, Embiid should be dominating more. You've played against him. You've been out there. Is he crafty? What makes him difficult?
It's his skill. He's really skilled. Yeah, it's definitely more about his skill set than the toughness. Like, he's really skilled. Shoot the ball. He's really, like, really tall, really skilled. Of course, he has a big body. So, yeah, when you first see him, you think that he's gonna bully you, but not at all. That's not his game. His game is really, like, to have the soft touch shot, just, like, mid-range, draw fouls, pump fake, footwork sometimes. So that's more his game.
To play down in the paint and to do what you do. And by the way, if you're just tuning in, guys, it's Clint Capela with us here on Dukes and Bell, number one rebounder in the league. When you play in Europe and you made
board.
I mean, you grew up, I mean, playing in France, it just seems like that's a physical game over there. Like the refs, no blood, no foul over there. Did that set you up?
Oh, man. That's way, over there, that's way, way different. You have guys that literally pulling your jersey down. Like whenever I used to run on fast break, they pull your jersey, like the refs. They don't even call it sometimes. You're like, what's going on? Like, what are we doing? Like, and you come to the NBA, you barely touch the guy, it's a foul. They're not even sure, but they don't call it, you know? So it's like, wow, like it's almost like two different type of sport. But yeah, I can tell the difference for sure.
Clint, how do we get better in late game execution? Last night, blowout. Didn't matter. But in these games where, I mean, I think there's been 10 games this year, 7 points or less, maybe even 6 points or less, how do we get better at closing those games out? And what has Coach Pierce said to you guys about those particular moments?
I mean, yeah, definitely. There is a lot of room for us to get better. We have to be able to watch film. We have to be able to watch when we should, like, know where the clock is, know when the ball should go up. What kind of shot do we want to take, and even like it starts. It really starts like 3-2 minutes in the fourth. Whenever it's a tight game, like this is when you really want to know when you want to get a shot up. What kind of shot do you want? Like which guy around you is really hot tonight that can help us? So it's really every game is really different. So in every game you have to have that different approach. And just try something that you really think that could work. So I think we still have a lot of room to grow in that area, and it will be really, really, really huge for us if we can figure this out.
Right now we got more than half the season to go. By the way, we didn't even mention DeAndre Hunter. That's a huge loss, man. DeAndre Hunter's a young man who's still learning the game, but he's a big factor too, right?
Oh yeah, my God, he has the big body. He's tough. He's good offensively, defensively. He's tough, and we definitely miss him. That's for sure.
Well, man, we wish you luck tomorrow. Appreciate you jumping on the show with us. I know we had to push the interview back because you had to go get your work in, but we certainly appreciate that.
No. Yeah, hey, appreciate it.
And by the way, merci beaucoup. You're going to drop some French on there for the ladies?
Merci beaucoup, ladies and gentlemen. Merci. Merci, merci.
Bonne nuit. Bonne nuit, Clint. Bonne nuit.
Bonne nuit. Bonne nuit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.